The doctrine of revelation, God revealed in nature, conscience, and history. Divine revelation can be instantaneous or progressive. Instantaneous. Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 16 verse 17, NKJV. Progressive. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, Hebrews 1 verses 1 and 2, NKJV. It is clear from Scripture that God has revealed himself progressively with each successive portion building upon the previous. His self-disclosure falls into two categories, general revelation given to all mankind, and special revelation, where he reveals himself and his will to specific individuals. General revelation. How God has revealed himself to all mankind. God reveals himself through nature. Creation itself suggests that there is a creator. Intelligent design indicates an intelligent designer above, beyond, and greater than the all created things. Nature speaks in every language of the one who created all. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Psalm 19 verses 1 to 3 NKJV. All mankind is accountable before God for their knowledge of the revelation of God in nature. For since the creation of the world his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, Romans 1 verse 20, NKJV. Kevin Connor states in Foundations of Christian Doctrine, "The revelation of God in nature indicates that there is a God who is the creator, designer, architect, and sustainer of all that exists. Man is to look beyond creation to the creator. However, in his darkened state, man has often looked at the creation itself and exalted it as a god," Romans 1 verse 25. Revelation of God in nature is insufficient because God cannot be personally known through it. It reveals his power but not his person. God reveals himself through conscience. Connor defines conscience as a knowing with oneself. It is an awareness of right and wrong with a compulsion to the right. Webster's 1828 Dictionary of the English Language defines conscience: knowledge of one's own thoughts or actions, consciousness. The faculty, power, or inward principle which decides as to the character of one's own actions, purposes, and affections, warning against and condemning that which is wrong, and approving and prompting to that which is right, the moral faculty passing judgment on oneself, the moral sense. Conscience became operative when Adam disobeyed God. He knew he had done wrong and tried to hide from God. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them, Romans 2 verses 14 and 15, NKJV. Man is a moral being. Where did this moral sense come from? Is it socially acquired, being taught by instruction and example? An inward sense of right and wrong given by the supreme lawgiver himself, who placed it there and holds man accountable to it. Conscience is a revelation of God, the ultimate lawgiver. Revelation of God in conscience is insufficient because, though conscience does indicate the existence of an ultimate lawgiver, it does not lead to personal relationship with him. Although conscience acts as an internal witness of the law of God, it is fallible. It can be corrupted, defiled, and hardened, 1 Timothy 4 verse 2, Titus 1 verse 15. Through the blood of Jesus our conscience can be restored to its rightful role. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9 verse 14, NKJV. God is revealed through history. There is a revelation of God seen in history through the nations of the world. The mysterious rise and fall of nations indicates that somewhere behind the scenes is a sovereign hand, guiding, governing, controlling, raising up and casting down the rulers of these nations. Connor, Foundations of Christian Doctrine. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and gives it to whomever he chooses. Daniel 4 verse 32, NKJV. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Romans 13 verse 1, NKJV. The nation of Israel through its entire history bears testimony to the existence of a sovereign God who is involved in the history of nations. Even today, scripture concerning Israel has been fulfilled before our eyes. Therefore behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but, The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land which I gave to their fathers. Jeremiah 16 verses 14 and 15, NKJV. Some of the dealings of God with the nations are recorded in Scripture, including Egypt, Exodus 9-12, Jeremiah 46 verses 14-26, Ezekiel 29-30. Assyria, Isaiah 10 verses 12-19, Ezekiel 31, Nahum 3 verses 1-7. Babylon, Daniel 1-5, Jeremiah 50-51, Isaiah 47-48, 45:1-5. The Medo-Persian Empire, Isaiah 44:24-45:1-7, Daniel 2 and 7. The Grecian Empire, Daniel 8 verses 1-25, 11:1-35. The Roman Empire, Daniel 7 verses 7 and 23, 9:24-27. Israel. The nation of Israel through its entire history bears testimony to the existence of a sovereign God who is involved in the history of nations. Even today, scripture concerning Israel has been fulfilled before our eyes. Therefore behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but, The Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land which I gave to their fathers. Jeremiah 16 verses 14 and 15, NKJV. Though history indicates a sovereign hand at work, the revelation of God in human history is insufficient to bring man into personal relationship with him. Further revelation is necessary.